As Congress and leaders across the country try to figure out the best ways to combat a rise in opioid and heroin use, there is a push for an expanded peer-driven recovery center in Pittsfield. Between 2000 and 2014, an estimated 108 people died from unintentional opioid overdoses in Berkshire County, according to January 2016 data from the State Department of Public Health. 60 of those deaths occurred between 2012 and 2014.
I don't think we can waste much more time. I really don't.
Mary McGinnis serves on the board of directors of the George Crane Memorial Center in Pittsfield. The all-volunteer center is a substance-free gathering place for support groups, mainly those addressing addiction. Now the center is seeking state recognition as a peer recovery support facility, which brings with it funding from the Massachusetts Bureau of Substance Abuse Services. McGinnis says the goal is to raise $100,000 with the hopes of expanding its services within 6 months or a year. So far, they've raised $3,000.
Funding is probably our biggest obstacle right now. We are working with our state rep, Tricia Farley Bouvier. We're also working with, hopefully, the Department of Public Health to be on the line item for next year's funding. Things like that. We've also reached out to the community.
McGinnis recently helped convene a public forum with keynote speaker Debbie Flynn Gonzalez, program director of Hope for Holyoke. It is one of 10 state-recognized peer recovery centers in Massachusetts. The Recover Project in Greenfield is the only other one in the western part of the Commonwealth. Flynn Gonzalez says about 250 people have come through the Holyoke Center since it opened about a year ago.
And it could be someone who might still be in active use and is not quite ready for treatment, but keep coming, and then they want treatment, and we help to facilitate that. Down to somebody with 40 years of sobriety who wants to give back. And they all function together in this peer community, helping each other. So the peers are the ones who do all the work. And that's the beauty of the model, because no one can do it better as someone who's walked in their shoes.
Flynn Gonzalez says the center's members make all the decisions, including how to allocate funding and what programs to pursue. Hope for Holyoke does not provide any clinical care or treatment beds, but is rather a support center.
It's very cost effective because it's not a clinical service, and it's really effective for treatment, and there are good positive outcomes. We can all say we know there's an epidemic now. We see it, and we can beat ourselves in the head to say, why? What's going on? We have this, we have that, and all these great clinical interventions. Why isn't it working? Because they need more than that. And because we can give the greatest intervention ever invented by the greatest psychologist around, and if they come out after having done that to nothing, it's not going to work.
Flynn Gonzalez says Hope for Holyoke is implementing measures to track recovery success, but already sees positive outcomes since many of the 50 daily visitors are the same people who were coming when the center first opened. Adam Hines heads the Northern Berkshire Community Coalition and is involved with an anti-violence effort in Pittsfield. Hines, who is running for state senate, says the Berkshires could benefit from a full-fledged peer recovery center.
It's a need that's been identified, quite frankly. There's a gap that often happens between the time when somebody leaves a detox environment. We've been working to fill the clinically supported services beds, which is our longer term here in Pittsfield. And there is a transitional house, but there's a limited number of beds. And the question has always been, what happens afterwards? And so the recovery coaches are a growing model.
Pittsfield's George Crane Memorial Center estimates more than 700 people attend meetings and seek support at its Linden Street location. Reporting from Pittsfield, this is Jim Lavulis at WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle.